Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. You can find us on our blogs on www.blogspot.com, and we're also on Twitter at Diva of Days of Our Lives, and we're also on Facebook at Diva Days, and we're also on iTunes. I guess we'll start talking about the show, and we have with me tonight Anna.
Hello.
And Angela is here again to help us.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there.
And yeah, so, and we want to tell them what your, Anna, what your Twitter handle is?
At Causey Hooch.
Yeah, and Angela?
At Pragmatic Days.
And I'm Marianne, and I'll be your helping out tonight too, and my mama underscore Hooch. And Carrie is at the Diva of Dole. She's not able to be with us tonight, so hopefully she can be with us next week. And we also want to have a shout-out to at Amy Hapka and at Bob Hapka. They're welcome to call in anytime. I don't know if they're out there, out and about at all,
yeah.
But they're welcome to call in. So, and also at Lauren Coslow. And I heard she's in Venice. Is that
Venice.
Where she's at?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I saw
yeah.
some really nice
yes.
pictures. The picture with the
yeah.
rainbow. I don't know if anybody's gotten a chance. If you follow her on Facebook.
She's posting some great
Twitter.
Stuff on. She's posting great stuff on Instagram and on her Facebook page and on Twitter. So yeah.
Oh, well,
definitely.
She has a nice vacation. It sounds like she's having
yeah.
a good time.
Oh yeah.
That's good. Yeah. And you can also follow Teo Penglis at teopenglis.com. He's not on vacation. He's working. The different there was a, I don't know if anybody saw it, the last Instagram Mary Beth, I think, put up for Christian Alfonso's birthday.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
a picture
that was so
of, did you
cute.
See him and Stephen Nichols
yes.
and
yes.
Christian? Yes. I don't know. They look like they're plotting or something. What's going on there?
Oh,
Stephen's
I know.
Laughing
I love
and
it.
Teo. Teo looks
oh.
like he's contemplating something. I don't know. He has this, you know, I don't know. They look like
it,
those.
It
they
reminds
might
me of. It reminds me of the good old days.
Oh yeah! Don't you wish like this? Oh, I'm hoping we get some Andre and Patch scenes. If you remember
oh my
back
gosh. In 2007.
When he was dancing around the,
back, I wish
yeah.
Bart could come back in 2007 when they were trying to get those dang letters from you know the Santine letters and all that. And they broke into the mansion, and they thought it was Tony, but it was really Andre, and Anna and Bart were passed out on the couch from the, I don't know, the whole, that was so
yeah.
fun.
And then the one where he was dancing around, and, you know, he was
yes.
getting all in Andre. And, it, like, Teo does, I mean, Andre didn't even say anything. Teo doesn't even have to say anything. It's just the look and the expressions that he gives. It's like, oh, my gosh. It was, they were funny together, so. That'd be interesting to see.
They
so.
Really were.
Yeah.
I hope that they remember the humor this time around. The writers, you know, I hope they inject a lot. I think, Angela, I think I saw, I came in the middle of the conversation, so I don't know what all they were talking about, but I think somebody was telling Melissa Sammons that they liked the humor or something.
Mm-hmm.
Was that, did you catch that? I didn't see the whole
no.
thing. I just saw part of it.
I didn't. I have been kind of consumed this week with a lot of stuff other than days. So I have not. But
yeah.
I'm hopeful. I really think, you know, like I said, I still have a lot of confidence in Josh Griffith. And I think Beth Milstein, you know, knew the show really well. And
yeah.
I think she wrote some funny stuff. So.
Well, it's so odd because they really, I was looking at the writers and the breakdown writers and the script writers. And there are a lot of familiar names on there that have come back.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Seidman, Richard, is it Richard Droughton or something like that?
Drawn.
I'm not, John, I'm not sure who Christopher Dunn is, but I know Melissa gave him credit for something from the other day that somebody was complimenting her on. She said that he was a part of it or something. So Chris Dunn.
Christopher Dunn's been around for a while.
I think he was
from All My Children.
Victor's been priceless as usual, you know, so he's still getting some good lines.
His humor.
Awesome. Maybe we could talk about the patch return, I guess, because he just returned.
Yeah.
Most of it was him.
Absolutely.
Like, I think it ended last Friday with him coming back because he brought Joey back because Joey, she sent him away to boarding school in Ohio, so that's where he's been. Why she did that. I mean, I'm thinking I'm on Joey's side this, you know, sending him away.
Sounds a little bit like JJ.
Well, he is kind of, you know, how they start out that rebellious 16-year-old boy. Now, I had one, so I know a lot of it. So I can relate. But I didn't send him to Ohio to a boarding school. But and it's kind of like JJ, and it's kind of like if you remember back in the day, Brady, back when Kyle Loader played him, he was the same way. Like back when he was maybe a little older, so he came home and Patch brought him home, and Kayla is still upset with him from more or less he picked the ISA to, go off to. So that was that whole angst between them two, and then the arguing, because they're arguing, Joey's upset about that. So he had some good scenes between Patch and Joey and Kayla and Joey and then Kayla and Patch. So you can see where that's all going to be, that whole thing's going to be.
I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be interesting too for Kayla and Patch to kind of work through what did happen. You know,
can't remember. Maybe those Steve and Kayla fans. Where did it? Is that how it ended? He went off. Is that why? Did he? Was he
I don't think that we really
yeah,
ever. I don't remember.
That was that whole
camera.
May
have been something. I think it's kind of an open-ended thing. I'm not sure that we really know why he left.
Because they both left, kind of. That's when they got, that's when all those actors left, John and Marlena, Teo, and all
that.
That was because
of, the 2009 or 2008.
That was the real reason.
Probably the highest paid people. But as far as the character, why... You know, or why when even after Kayla came back, exactly what had happened in her marriage, and whether they were going to get a divorce or not, and I don't think they ever really explained it. So I'm looking for that to be explained in the next couple of weeks.
That Tamara Braun played, I can't remember the character's name that came.
Ava.
But Ava. Ava.
Ava.
So that was, I remember that part, and, and then...
Well, he had a woman, was it the one from, I get confused about those stories, but I know there was the woman from Ohio. I think she was from Ohio that he got involved with, but I don't remember what time period that was. That may have been a different story,
timeline. It just seems so long ago that we've seen them together. So that was kind of neat to see them together, and he has... I guess he has his patch, but wasn't there one time he didn't have his patch on?
But it wasn't as popular, so they just went back to him having the patch, and they never
patch
really
on.
Explained
okay.
it.
Okay.
He did have corrective surgery, but it came back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everyone likes him, I guess, with a patch on. So it was nice to see him back, and he's the same. It's like he never left. So that was, and I don't know if you had seen the scenes with Victor, which were very funny and kind of interesting. Victor was, and this is something, too, that came out. He went out to Victor to find out, like, hey, what's going on with Bo? And he's there, come on, Victor, you have to know. You have to have your guys, and I can't believe that you weren't there trying to find your son, which is kind of like led to the writers of, like, yeah, why are you keeping Bo away? Because really, it didn't make any sense, because Victor would have found Bo by now, So it was, Victor was... more or less telling him that, yeah, he did have his guys out, they did make contact, but then they said he's so deep undercover that the ISA said that trying to find him and contact him would be even more dangerous. So, and then Victor said he lost all contact then with him because now supposedly he was actually kidnapped. But that's, you know, the writers had to come up with some kind of reasoning.
I think they've done a good job of asking the questions that the audience is asking. You know,
yeah,
because
really,
yeah, they're trying to abbreviate and get everybody in place for the new, you know, new storyline.
Right.
And the,
right. Yeah.
So
and I could see how they kind of made it. Yeah. So that, yeah, because that's kind of what we all were thinking. And we know why Bo didn't come back is because Peter, you know, because he couldn't get him back. He didn't want him back. And now that you did want him back, you have to, you know, make it believable, like that Victor could, you know, couldn't have found him. And so Stevie's there saying about, this is my patient face. Look. No, this is my inpatient face. And he was, it was funny, this the banter between them two. So that was, and then we saw Bo lay, I mean, we haven't seen his face yet, but we just see him laying on this 30 floor and they somebody comes in, you just see their feet and they throw food at him. And you can see the dagger on his back, the tattoo on his back or on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's him.
Well, September 8th is just a few days away now, so that's the best
time. Yeah,
that's the date.
Is that his return then? Is that the date?
I think it is, and or the next person that's going to die, which is not obviously not him, it's a female.
Well, I'm thinking, there goes the segue
you
there.
You must work on your
hey.
Intel, Angela. The meteor's
I'll
going
never,
to hit the Earth
I'll never
in 30 days, or never.
Yes. And, well,
oh,
it is preempted
God.
On Labor Day for some. Is it
oh,
some kind of?
Oh,
is
it
so
really?
Yes,
is
it is. It's not
oh,
going to be
the
on
US Open
the
7th. Or something? I'm glad you said
yeah,
something because.
Is it tennis?
I'm just now starting
know.
To try to get into it again because I've been recording all these episodes, and now that I know
well, the
that,
hotties are coming back,
that,
Anna.
That,
you know, you got to get on
that,
there.
That the elephant in the room has left and been strangled, and you know,
been strangled,
I
and one's in jail,
come,
and the other one.
Kids, it's safe to come out again.
Yes, one's in jail and one's dead. So there you go. No, and I think the elephant's just. He's totally done, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah, and all the hotties
that's
are coming back. So you
there
know,
you go.
There's a lot of yeah. So, and I see there's a new one coming on now. Vincent Irizarry.
Oh
yes,
Irizarry.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Irizarry. Yeah.
Yeah.
So coming back
I'm
on
very
the
excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I haven't seen him, but I've seen his picture, and I've just heard about
I'm
you know that he's
extremely
cool.
excited about that. Definitely.
Yeah.
He's great. He's and a he's, very good actor and has done some really, really good things. I think he won his Emmy, I think, at All My Children for Dr. Hayward.
He won
it. Mm-hmm. And he was really good, and they used him a lot, even like when they wrapped up, when Lorraine Broderick wrapped up All My Children, the
mm-hmm.
ABC mm-hmm. network version, and they used him kind of as a pivotal character in that, and really did. I thought did a good job. I still had SoapNet then, so I was kind of watching because I wanted to kind of see how they were going to finish off the show.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I wasn't a big All My Children viewer long term, but I did watch it back then, and he's great. I mean, and he was. I did not watch it then, but you know, back in the 80s. From what I've read, he and Judy Evans were a really big couple around 1984 on The Guiding Light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. So wonder if that,
so
you know,
it's
if they would do anything that
yeah.
way. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Almost any time they ever combine these people again, you know, it's never quite the same. You
know, I
even
know.
Mary
right.
Beth and Stephen
yeah.
on General Hospital.
Yeah.
You know.
I have a feeling,
yes.
I don't know that they're going to go that route. I don't know. I just,
probably not.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be Justin and Adrian back together.
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've heard that they're
yeah,
going to have
eventually.
A crisis, Justin and Adrian. Adrian's going to have a health crisis. And I don't know beyond.
Well,
there was,
she breaks
something.
Up with Lucas, you know, this week or in the coming, that was in the coming things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So I don't know. And then
so
you
I
see
saw,
Kathy, get, or not Kathy.
Go ahead.
Eve gets close to Justin, I guess, when she finds out about Paige.
No, that
kind
of sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
she,
like that.
She did an interview on another show and I listened to that, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, and I think the term she used was intermingled with Justin.
Intermingled. And
Justin
almost
got intermingled.
I'm not quite
sure what intermingled means.
Yeah. And Justin almost got intermingled with Kate, too. They kind of were going.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen that.
What happened there? Yeah. And then, like, he's been intermingled with a lot of women. Like, put that man with somebody, mm-hmm. please. I mean, he's like, that's another way. I love him. Yes. Wally.
That's good news. And like I said, of course, it's going to be interesting to see how they finagle Titan and the beauty businesses they've got, which we never hear about anymore, and Basic Black, which I guess John told
me. Oh, we could talk about that, about Basic Black. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He wants to sell Basic Black. So now everyone wants to buy it. Nicole wants to buy it. Teresa wants to buy it. And we think, and Kate overheard Nicole talking. So I'm thinking she wants to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole went to Brady for his help, and he agreed to help her. And Teresa went to Maggie and said that she really...
I found that to be kind of humorous.
Yeah, bold. Yeah, she's... I'll tell you, that girl's got guts. I'm telling you, she's got balls. That's another word. She got balls. Because even Maggie had this look on her face. She says, why would you think that I would want to help you, you know, after all that you've done? But she showed her her ideas and her designs, mm-hmm. and I guess Maggie was like, I guess this is Teresa's hidden talent, that she always had this talent growing up, and she kind of dished Kim, you know, I mean, they're always kind of getting down on Kim, Kimberly, saying that like she didn't encourage her, and she discouraged her from pursuing her dream and stuff, so I guess Maggie's going to try to get her some help, and then she went to, you know, Brady, and she's mad at Brady because of Nicole, and then I heard I saw in their spoiler or whatever that Teresa comes to Nicole and see if they could do something together. And then I think
what
Kate,
a combo.
Yeah, and then Kate must come to Nicole too. So I don't know, between the three power, you know what I mean? That could be interesting between the three of them. Like,
I think it's great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting back to like basic.
I mean, you know, think of how fun Cammy was with the women, you know, lining up together. It would be really that would be a really interesting mix between the three of them, I think.
Especially Kate and Nicole, all that history there.
I think it's a great idea. And I think it was interesting too, kind of a good nod to history, that even though I thought it was kind of amazing that Teresa did go to Maggie, but of course Maggie's the one that invested in Anna's designs. What was it called?
Anna Frederick. Wasn't that her maiden name?
Anna
Liepe.
Well, and then
Anna Frederick Designs.
Wasn't she behind Wilhelmina? I thought Mrs. Horton was an investor in Countess Wilhelmina. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is Lucas running
with
the Demaryius, or
what's that?
Now they haven't kind of said anything about. Remember how Lucas went to work for the Demaryius with Chad?
Mm-hmm.
That's who he's supposed to be working for. But you don't hear that much anymore. I don't know if they're maybe going to not go that way with Lucas anymore.
Yeah.
I think because they've changed Chad so much too. You know, that we went for. I'm a little bit negative about Chad, though. I apologize, because I know y'all really like him. But it irritated me, some of his dialogue, and it may have been 2 weeks ago, not this past week. But, you know, when he first came back, especially when in all of his scenes with Kate, you just didn't know which way he was going. Are y'all still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it, you know, that, and then this past week or two, especially with his last conversation he had with Abigail, it was just, you know, it was basically just, you know, he was repeating what the scenario was for EJ about 2008, 2009. It was before the baby snatch, but, you know, it was just that, you know, he really wanted to be a good man for Sandy, and he wanted, you know, and he didn't really need the Demaryius.
Oh, yeah.
And I just thought, And so I, like I said, it kind of irritated me that they're just basically trying to take part of the EJ story again and hand it to
Yeah, I know.
But
they keep doing
that.
It's kind of like the young ones have come about. And that was the same thing with Tony. They kept bringing on new Damaris. Like even when Chad came on again, it's like, wait a minute, you have one. Well, finally they are bringing him back. But, yeah, even when they brought EJ on, but then again, there was no complaints there because I love EJ. So, because we were always hoping when they brought EJ, that was great. Good, that's another son. But, like, we're hoping he would have been Tony's son and not Stefano's son. But, yeah. So,
well,
yeah,
it's gonna be interesting. They're going to give Chad a lot of story from what it sounds like. And I've got in the video that they have, and I know I'm jumping around, in the video preview or promo that they have, you know, for the anniversary, yeah, they have just a snippet where they show Chad, I guess, in the hospital with the patch over his left eye.
Yeah, I saw that.
Huh.
So I thought that was interesting. So I thought, well, maybe Chad's going to become the next pawn.
Oh.
I have no idea. Like I said, I don't know what it means.
So, yeah, I was going to say about well, I know that a lot of Chad's going to have a lot of story, and I think, and I know, seems like Teo's been working a lot. So, so Andre sounds like he has a good storyline too, you know, and he's still working in year. So, hopefully that's good, you know, and he seems to be like a lot of different, you know, actors that he's been working with. You know, they've been posting pictures, been talking about it. So
I saw an interesting, again, in that preview, the promo that they have for the anniversary, there was a great little snippet there where he's standing there and then there's somebody holding Sammy. And she's obviously very upset with Andre.
Yeah, he goes out, like, telling her to be quiet because somebody grabbed probably one of his, you know, yeah, so he has some agenda with Sammy. I don't know. Who's behind the bow thing? I don't know. Could that be Andre? And somehow, I think the Aiden connection is with Hope and Bo, too, with whoever took Bo. Because he somehow, they said Aiden's secrets are supposed to come out next week, or part of his secrets of why, what's behind
it. Well, that would be interesting, especially coincidental that Bo is going to be, you know, at least we'll get to maybe hear from Bo.
They are throwing Aiden under the bus now and making him a bad guy again for whatever reason.
I hate that.
It makes me sad. I could say that it's a shame that he's going, but I think he really is going. But hats off to him. I think he's done a good. I think with the material that Daniel Cosgrove has been given, which is not much, I think he did a really good job with Aiden. I think that other than what the stuff Melissa Sammons did, sort of the romantic stuff that they did with Hope and Aiden, there really has not been a lot that has been well written.
And I can't understand why he's leaving because Bo's not staying. I don't think Peter Reckle's staying. So if they knew that Bo was going to be leaving, why not, you know, they could add a storyline there that finally, you know, for some reason or another, Bo leaves and Hope goes back to Aiden.
It probably goes back to what it always does on Days, which is money. And
I don't want her to go with
Ray. So behind the scenes, they've got to have so many. I don't know what their new headcount is going to be, but they've got some actors, obviously, that aren't necessarily very popular with us, that, you know, for whatever reason, they seem to want to really hold on to.
There's one that they really want to hold on to. I don't get it, whatever.
And
that's who they want to put Hope with. And we all know it's the elephant in the room.
I got that.
I mean, and they want to, okay, come on. This is what I mean. It's like they knew Peter Reckle wasn't going to stay. So why not keep Daniel Cosgrove's? No. So they get rid of him, and then they're going to, Rafe has all these, like, little goo-goo eyes over Hope, and now we're going to put them two together, which, I don't know.
It's pretty annoying to me too. They've beaten me down. Lord knows how long he's been there since 2008, and looks like I don't know if they've renewed his contract or not. But anyway, I'm not excited about a race.
Well, he's investigating Serena's murder. And what did you think?
And I guess he's back as the cop. As a cop, then too.
Oh yes, he's back as the cop. Yeah, this is all okay. How do they do this? Oh, Abe's back as the mayor for some reason.
I saw that. Oh my gosh.
Or something. I don't know. They did that. They went by that real quick. Abe was in his office kind of discussing how he got to be mayor. I don't know if they just appointed him. I think the mayor stepped down. He's in his mayor. His first job, he made Justin the DA, which is all going to Justin's head. I don't know. We've seen a little bit of a personality change in Dustin. Justin, he's kind of being comes off as an
well, he certainly got, I'm sure he got a pay decrease being a DA going from Kiriakis, but whatever.
Yep, for being a lawyer, right, for being a private lawyer or whatever to a DA. So now Justin's the DA, and Ray's back on the force.
That's going to put Justin and Rafe kind of at
probably
two different ends.
Justin was on his case about not getting, he said he wanted an arrest. He wanted him to arrest Chad because of the evidence. You know, now they found this napkin with the blood with Chad's DNA because he had his lip was bleeding and they found it in the park near Serena or whatever. But Chad just doesn't know how, because Chad's blacked out. He doesn't know how it got there. So they finally did arrest Chad, I guess, Rafe was going to arrest. But you know, Justin was on his case about that.
Doesn't that really make it? It makes it look like Clyde is trying to sit, you know, could possibly be behind Serena's death. You know, again, not plotting in
set
advance.
Set up Chad or Ben.
Have done that.
Ben set up?
But to,
Ben or Clyde
but
was
to
there.
Credit Chad.
Yeah. That's what it looks like now.
And they're definitely wrapping things up, like the scene with Kate and Clyde and how
Clyde.
He is getting mad at her because she's late all the time. And then she's just finally like, what is this, the 1960s? And what do you think, this is a Mad Men episode or whatever? I love that. And then so she just kind of like, consider yourself dumb to leave.
Yeah.
So
moving on to whoever, you know. So we got to find her someone, so.
Well, I was really enjoying the Justin vibe with her, but obviously I don't think that's happening now. So
no. Then we saw Eve and Justin, you know, when she was all
gag me.
So, yeah, she's still trying to take Jennifer down and JJ and that whole. Oh, and then Clyde. If JJ saw, I found out that it's Clyde that's behind all the drug dealing.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he ran into him. Clyde really got creepy. He just got really nasty and creepy. So
yeah.
So, and I guess Paige
it's
is going
to be interesting to see if there's.
Victim, I heard.
Go ahead.
Is it Paige is going to be? I guess then. Now, whether Paige is going to be the serial killer, or you could see how she might get killed because of the drug, like maybe trying to protect JJ or getting in the middle of some kind of drug deal is what I thought maybe. But and they say it points
that'd
to
be Chad. Interesting to see how they,
I don't know
if,
how
they put, how, if they can build this as an umbrella story, you know, and combine all this stuff up or not.
Yeah, you might be right, Angela. Maybe it is Ben. Maybe Ben's setting all this stuff up to make Chad look guilty. To get him away from Abigail.
It'd be Clyde,
I don't know.
Clyde was there watching, you know, everything.
Yeah.
So he knew. So. Yeah, but again, I mean, that would have almost had to have been a last-minute thing. And then, you know, then they've got some, I'm pleased with the way they've done this, where they didn't spend a lot of time. You can clearly delineate the old writing crew and the new writing crew.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they are not
see.
Spending a bunch of time cleaning up stuff that's just, you know, they're really, you know, trying to wrap it up and move on, which I appreciate. So hopefully, because again, some of this that we've been experiencing for at least the last 6 or 8 months has been pretty excruciating. And I think the other thing, though, that I'm trying to keep in mind, and it may be totally wrong, but I felt like ever since really Daniel had proposed to Nicole, you know, it was like he almost looked a little bit different. He seemed to act just a tiny bit different. And I started thinking about, you know, we never knew very much about what Serena did as a researcher at the hospital. She was working for the university, I think, but she was still doing research at the hospital. And so there could be a tie there if, say, she had discovered something. And then that could also tie Daniel, if Daniel has turned out, you know, to have to be a little, a little bit on the bad side too. But I don't know if that's the case. But I'm going to look for that and see if that materializes. Because I kept trying to sit here and think about, well, who, you know, because how could Clyde really kill her that quickly and make Chad look bad, or Ben, when there was no way that they could have really set up Chad and Serena to be together that night.
Yeah. You know, that I don't think Clyde is going to be, somehow he's going to be a victim too, Clyde. And, you know, so I don't know. And they said it's probably going to be somebody surprising, you know what I mean? It's supposed to be a big review, you know, so we'll see. You know, I don't know.
Well, you've got several people. You got Teresa, who obviously Kim had a lot of multiple personalities that she could have passed on to Teresa. Teresa surely, you know, set up Xander, but, you know, that was, you know, but that could have just been her maniacal way. You've got Daniel, who, you know, if, you know, who could have just, you know, we don't really know what happened to Daniel's first wife. We never really understood that. So it could be something that's been sitting there latent all this time. And obviously he's been involved with all of his patients that he saved.
Could be somebody one of them character that's leaving could be the killer too, not necessarily the one that gets killed, you know, so.
But, you know, we also had some, and I can't imagine that they would do this, but you never know. They also spent a couple of months ago, they spent a lot of time when Eve was first coming up with her evil plan to hurt Jennifer. And, of course, that turned into just trying to poison a smoothie or something. And so that was just kind of either a false start, or they just decided to change that all up. But of course, they went through the whole story of talking about Laura Horton and all of her mental distress and problems that she had and her mother had. So there have been people within Jennifer's family who've had a lot of very serious mental health problems and have been, put away in a sanitarium at points in time. And they kind of dropped all of that, but they still, I can't imagine that they would use Jennifer, but they could potentially. So there's several females that really could look
could be Nighttime Hope again. No, we don't.
Oh, that was not as bad as the elephant, but it was a close second.
there's been some bad ones, but yeah. So trying to think what else was going on. We did see Carolyn. And then they were all talking. Of course, they're still bringing in the bicentennial. And they were all, they were all, with Julie was there with Maggie and Hope and Kayla. And they were all congratulating Hope on her proposal, not knowing that she had turned 8 down. So that was kind of that little scenario there. So, and then did you see Aiden got really upset? Kind of see his bad side, because I guess he will be in trouble if he doesn't get Hope to marry him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what he was kind of sent to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting, you know, what's going on there or why. That's the reason.
Maybe he's been secret ISA all along and they've got some evil ISA people.
Oh, speaking of ISA, John back in the ISA. And did anybody see the John and Marlena scenes? I know some people aren't going to watch. But I'm thinking, there's my Donna Marlena back. They wasn't too bad. It wasn't as bad as you thought it was going to be. They didn't do the strawberries. So everybody, they didn't do strawberries. It was kind of cute, you know.
Yeah.
It was nice to see, although they didn't go the whole way, but it was nice to see an older couple in bed together, but not quite. They still had all their clothes on. But anyway, it was perceived anyway. And I kind of like their little provincial marriage files that they had. She's giving him 1 month to see, you know, how it's going to be before she really, you know, before they get married again for real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because he already got called away on an ISA thing. And I wouldn't doubt it. It's probably because of Bo is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably
mm-hmm.
where he's going. Him and Steve probably will team up together to go to, you know,
read,
to get them.
I read or heard something, I don't know if y'all heard this or not, about John, that they were saying that the biggest hindrance that was going to be between Marlena and John was potentially his past. And so I'm thinking, which one?
Yes, I did see that in the spoiler. I was reading up about, you know, in the coming weeks, something about John, really what he is going away for is to find out more about his past, to delve into his past. And you're right, Angela, which one? Like, where are they going to go with this? That man has had so many identities. Like, I don't, you know, is he a Brady? Is he what? Is
I know.
He an Alamein?
Well, and as a person who started watching when the original Roman was Wayne Northrup, and then skipped several decades before I came back eventually, I mean, when they were doing some of the trip down memory lane stuff, I had to think for a minute, like, now, was he Roman when he was that? Was he John? You know, I'm sitting there thinking, I was like, this is really complicated, but it's neat. I know there were a lot of Jarlena fans that were really happy, so I'm happy for them. Some good scenes.
We all know what that's like, because, you know, when we get, Tony and Anna back. Yeah, we know when we finally had Tony and Anna back together,
gosh,
which we never
like
thought that
happiest,
was going to happen.
Happiest,
yeah, so.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And we're getting our Andre, Tony back, which I still think I still say Tony's going to show up somewhere down along the line. You never know. I mean, the potential is there.
I believe it. I believe anything. They can make anything happen.
Yeah. Yeah. If they're going to if they hopefully would keep him around for a while, they could have.
We would buy it as long as it's good.
We would buy it. Yes.
As long as it's good and we get to see him more, we would buy whatever it was.
Well, we'll see double tail.
Well,
we'll
what
see
we've
Andre
all
and
through.
Tail.
I think it would be wonderful.
what'd you say, Angela?
I said, as much as we have suffered through over the last couple of years, I think.
You got to be a breath of fresh air.
It's not a problem. Suspending disbelief is not a problem.
Exactly.
Can't wait to his first air date to see how we first see him what the circumstances are.
When
so
do you think
be,
that is? Is that still at the end of September?
The last he said was September 25th. It's, you know, those things can change, but that's what he thought. That's what he's been telling everyone. Mm-hmm. Friday, September 25th is what he's tweeted that. So so hopefully that's when that's supposedly when it's going
to
be. So that's
I'm
coming up
forward
soon.
To it.
Yeah. So maybe he'll come and help chat out or something, you know. And it's something to do, obviously, with Sammy, too. And I think he's causing trouble for a lot of people, I think.
Oh, he's good at figuring.
Stirring and gurring and purring.
Have they touched very much on Will this week?
Will, no. Actually, I was going to say there wasn't much on Will or Sonny and Paul. You know, well, Sonny's gone now. Or Paul.
No,
I'm trying to think. They weren't on it
wait,
all
did
this
Sonny
week.
Actually leave the screen? Did he leave to go... What was his out story? Because
he's gone to Paris to
run
for Victor's.
For Victor.
Okay. Yeah, that was lame. Okay.
Because they kind of left it out that he could be back. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of episodes stacked up. I was trying to avoid the elephant in the room. So I've missed some parts of things.
But the thing with Paul and his dad and John, they've been seen. But I don't know. They weren't on this week at all, I don't think. No.
Like I said, it hasn't been interesting at all. It's kind of been frustrating, but I'm anxious to kind of see what they do. And I guess they won't resolve it till I guess maybe when Sammy comes, which is not totally.
Won't resolve what?
I guess what they're going to do with Will.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
what
where
the next
gonna,
step
yeah.
is. Because Gabby's returning. I think I did not see it, but I know that Michael Fairman had some type of interview, Google Hangout with...
I saw that. I couldn't make it. But
Galen and Camilla, who played Gabby, who's returning for a while, and then
A. Martinez.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when he's
going
to be on.
I can hardly wait to see A. Martinez coming on.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, all these hot guys coming on. I'm telling you.
I know.
Right now. And then plus Peter Reckle and Patch. And
yeah.
There's so funny. Justin, there's so many of them. Jeez.
We need Ian back. Ian Buchanan.
Marianne, he can come back. What?
Quit complaining. It's a good problem to have.
Yes, really.
I think one of the things that I had read a while back, and I haven't seen too much about it since then, but I actually did do some reading, I guess, about 2 weeks ago, trying to remember if there ever had been a guest house at the Kiriakis estate, because obviously they're setting up a new set for the guest house, and I'm just wondering who is going to live there.
I don't remember that one.
Years ago, from what I read, and I don't recall it specifically, but I was in high school at the time, so I think I didn't see everything firsthand, and unfortunately that was before VCR. I had a VCR when I was in college, but so I had to get recaps from my grandmother, and so I don't remember it. But they said that Eve actually lived in the guest house at one point.
Really?
Not to say that she's moving back, but because I keep kind of seeing Teresa, you know. Yeah, that would make sense if she and Brady are, going to continue on like they are, maybe she'll move to the guest house. But they're obviously investing in a set, which should be kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They need to put the Mirror Mansion back to the way it was with the entryway and the big study and
I don't know.
Get that back.
They got to have enough people to be living there.
Yeah,
Andre's
well,
gonna be over there by himself.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with the sets, but I hope they are really kind of spiffing things up. But I think they had a separate interrogation room this time for the, I guess when they brought in Chad or whatever they were doing with the police force, they had an interrogation room. So they actually did create a separate set. They didn't use the all-inclusive everybody's office.
Well, they don't have the
right
pier
the
anymore. Yes, the pier's gone, so keep the pier.
The pier has been replaced by the bench in the park.
The bench in the park.
Seen, you're right.
The park is where
you're
you get
right.
killed
I
now.
Seen,
and the drug
you're
deals
right.
go
I
down.
I haven't seen that in forever. Yeah.
Oh, we all complained. And yeah, after Tony, was
killed by Uncle Wood.
Yeah.
But they had used that pier for years. I mean, we were sick
of
it by then.
But
now,
everything happened on the pier. Yeah.
So now it's the bench
park, the park bench,
the Willow
or the Horton Square. Yeah.
The Willow Stark Memorial Rock was that at the beach or was that at the pier? I can't remember now. Anyway, yes, there were fond memories at the pier, except for that last horrible one.
Yeah,
the whole story of Willow.
Well,
the
John and Marlena fans have their pier scene. That was the classic.
Oh yeah,
John and Marlena.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was on the pier. So.
Yeah, well, we don't like to think of that chunk of wood.
No,
I remember I remember on the Sony thing, I was like chunk of. Well, wasn't it chunk of wood that I used to call her? Something like that. I don't remember. But
we had all kinds. We had banners and like. Protesting.
It was awful.
Yeah. Sony board. We were getting on Corday and making chunks of wood for. It's like we're doing all kinds of things. We're so mad. So, yeah, those Sony days, those were fun times back in the day. We could make banners. You remember that? We were in his.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody today about that, the old banner.
Fun.
Remember?
Yeah.
Remember the package?
His
remember the Christmas threat. Banner? With the package,
yes, the package.
With the red
yes.
ribbon that Carrie had.
Do you remember Tao's Hoochies? Remember Tao's Hoochies? They need to make a comeback now. Tao's Hoochies.
The Hoochies have never gone away.
Gone away. They've been quiet, but, geez. We used to have a good old time in that, fan thread? Tao Penguin's fan thread?
Yeah, that thread.
Yeah. And I'm telling you what, we kept that up front, and there was years he wasn't even on the show, and it was still one of the top threads on Sony. So, Yeah, yep, those were fun times.
Those were back in the good old days when we were naive. Those were back in the good old days when we were naive enough to wonder if the actors ever looked on there.
And they did. And
of
they did.
Of course they did. But we were like, I wonder if they read these.
Back in the day, they never did or never commented. Now look what they do.
With Twitter,
they
were interactive.
Yeah. I mean, before they were really not on social media at all, or if they did, they might have looked, but they would have never went into a fan thread and commented back then. But now, man, they all have their Facebook pages. They all have Twitter accounts. Mm-hmm. They tweet fans.
Yeah.
Completely different now than it was back in the day. But I do remember back in the day, I'd find out from Teo that he would read those things on there. Oh, my God. Which he thought were hilarious. I mean, we all gave him a good laugh, but yeah. But so be anxious to see what, you know, Andre's up to and the rest of them. Who else didn't we cover?
See Stefano this week. Where's Stefano?
We did see Stefano. Yes, Stefano with Chad. And he's kind of back. Oh, he came back to try to help Chad. And Chad's saying, you know, you just threw me out. And, oh, no, I'm always here for you. And he still has his agenda. He wants that land in Ireland for some reason, you know.
I still think that is so weak.
That
exists because I don't want to mess up my Santine story. Did that land thing start out after the new writers or the old?
This is the one that's been building up for a while.
That was the old writer, right?
Unless it was just inserted because it was kind of oddly mixed and edited in. It looked like because it just seemed, you know, and then we didn't hear about it again. So it's possible that I'm going to attribute it to the old writers right now, but I don't know. It could have been not. But I hope that it. I can't imagine. Like I said, I don't know who knows what it is. But it just sounds ridiculous that the whole Demira Enterprises would be, you know, needing somebody's nanny's money from Ireland. It seems ridiculous. But heaven knows, we've had ridiculous before. It could be anything. So just wait and see. And then I guess has Eric talked to anybody, I guess, other than just reporting that Serena was dead?
And he was in Rafe's office, and they were talking, but that was just about it. You know, Rafe trying to find out what he knew, and then they were talking about Serena, and he was kind of like so sorry about him, and like he was missing Serena, and she, you know, just reminiscing about her. And it's like, he should be, like, off at her. He was, like, more or less forgave her, you know, but she still was part of the problem of why Nicole and him got locked in that room. But that was about all that we saw Eric, and we really not seeing much of Daniel at all. Haven't really seen much of Daniel at all this week. A little bit with Nicole, when he said he would help Nicole back, Nicole with the And I'll have to say, that girl looks wonderful. I love her hair, that green dress she had on. I'm going to give my fashion statement here. I love the green dress that she had on.
Yeah, she looked good in that green.
Oh, she just fit that dress, and she just looks super in her hair. She had her hair. She has her hair different every time, whatever way she has her hair.
Yeah, there are some styles I do not like on her, but her hair looked good that week. I don't like it when they show too much of her forehead because I just think it looks, I don't know, I just don't like it.
You like when she has the bangs because she kind of had the bangs?
When she has it all the way back, like where you can see her whole forehead. I don't like it when she does that.
But, she looked really good. I'm trying to think anybody else's clothes that look bad or good. I don't know. I can't remember anybody else.
I'm trying to think.
Mary Beth.
Howard Maggie had an interesting outfit on this week.
Who?
I guess, in the scene with Julie. I didn't see it.
I can't remember. Julie had something really pretty blue on, I think. I can remember. She looks fantastic too. Susan
mm-hmm.
P. Forte's, I think, looks really good. I can't remember.
Yeah, like I said, they're mm-hmm. moving things along. Next week sounds like it will be a big week.
With Bo coming back. And
mm-hmm.
It's fun now that I know that Mondays, they're not showing it, darn it. Now that I'm back, really kind of being back into it and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, a couple of months ago, they kept talking about Labor Day was a must-see
mm-hmm.
day, and then all of a sudden they've switched it to September the 8th. So maybe it was an unexpected scheduled event. I don't know, golf
yeah.
tournament that they decided to.
Yeah, it might be the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe, but I don't know.
Did they say anything
anyway.
About Caroline? Has Caroline left the hospital yet, or is she still kind of in limbo?
Oh,
yes, well, she was
no,
in the lobby
left.
The last time. Okay, last
she
time
did.
I thought she was
yeah.
in the lobby.
Yeah, she left, and I think they're going to, I think next week they said it's going to be her, Maggie, Julie, and I think maybe Hope. They're going to all be reminiscing, and I think there's going to be flashbacks.
Cool.
Within the coming, I think it's next week or in the coming weeks or whatever, they're going to be doing that. So, and they've had some flashbacks. They had some flashbacks with John and Marlena, but I don't
mm-hmm.
did they have any with Patch and Kayla yet? I
mm-hmm.
don't.
They
did. Did they? Did they have a? Yeah. So.
I think they did, and I think they'll do more. Obviously, if they resolve whatever the issues are and figure out. Going forward, because obviously they're going to have a lot, you know, even in that interview or that they did with each other on Mary Beth Evans' website.
Well, all
the
site blog,
they talked about, you know, the romance and looking back at some of that. So,
all I can say is whenever they were feeding that Joey kid at that place in Ohio, somebody needs to look that up because he grew pretty damn fast.
He sure did.
Well,
what do you
I'm
think
saying.
About? No, I know this is.
He must have been eating
kid.
Lots of spinach. They need to throw a joke. They should throw a joke around in there about that somehow. Like, play it straight, but like, be like, man, you've grown a lot since the last time. So they must have been fed you a lot of spinach at that place or something, you know.
Yeah, wait.
They did a joke like that. They did a joke like that when they aged Belle and Sean D.
Yeah, they. Boy, you've grown.
They had.
I remember
somebody
Marlena.
Said, "Oh, we haven't. You've just grown so much since last time I saw you."
Look how much you've grown. Yeah. She went from 4-year-old flower girl to a 15-year-old.
I really was hoping the day would never come when they would store us our beloved little ones, but darn it.
Yeah, little Sierra. I can't believe that. So it's got to be the same.
That's a shame. I love Lauren Bold.
Yeah.
She has been so good.
Yeah.
I love those scenes with she and Sandy and all that stuff last
mm-hmm.
year. That was so cute. And she is just a doll. So I'm going to miss her. I'm sorry that they're sore-assing her. And I guess then Claire will be coming soon. Claire, you know, and Claire is going to be, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, what was it? Claire in 2008, is that when they had the plane crash with the little
mm-hmm.
juice? She was running around with the little juice box talking to
mm-hmm.
John.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll have grown quickly, too. They're
mm-hmm.
aged, and then it'll be interesting to see what they do with Theo and his autism story that never really materialized.
Mm-hmm. Well, considering that Dina was such a big part of that autism story, wasn't she? That maybe you wonder if they'll remember
that
or not.
Yeah.
Well, she was part of the old one, and they never really
developed
either.
Hard
to know. Hard mm-hmm. to know. But I'm still excited about the show, and I think they're, you know, it's, you know, obviously I think we're all, at least I know, I think we're all anxious to see
mm-hmm.
how everything works out. I was just thinking, it just flashed in my mind when you were talking about Aiden becoming the mayor. And could you remember how the mayor was assassinated in 2008?
Well, no, I meant Abe. Not
no,
Abe.
Abe.
Oh, Abe. Oh.
Yeah.
Abe's back
yeah,
to being the mayor.
He came in and said the city council had, you know,
the
city council. Well, he just basically said, I just came from a really interesting city council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The city council asked for the mayor's head, and he gave it to them. And Justin said, "You mean he resigned?" He's like, "Yep." And he goes, well, who's taking over? And he goes, well, I drew, you know, kind of like I drew the short straw or something like that, you know.
So he's the mayor. That's when he appoints Justin.
Well, that's good because, you know, a couple of months ago they had a scene with Abe and they introduced him as the police commissioner and I was going,
I know. It's very confusing.
Right.
The floating,
well, now,
the floating names
the
that they have.
No, Roman's
at any given time.
I don't know.
Well, Roman was, and except for that episode and whatever.
Yes, I always thought Roman was. Yeah,
I think he
was. Oh, he stepped down. Remember he stepped down when the investigation was, who was it, with Sammy or EJ? why did he step down for
some
reason?
It's hard to keep track.
Because of personal. Yeah. So then they appointed Abe. So maybe Abe was for a time there. Yeah.
Maybe
that was. Yeah.
I've lost track of that. Most of the time, they don't ever step down. They stay right involved.
Yeah. Well, it's getting close to that time, so anything else?
Yep. I can't think of anything else right now.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's fun.
All right. Sounds good.
It's fun, lady.
Well,
y'all
thank
take
you. It's fun.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.